This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fanbase Deep Dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 212, and it's the rivalry edition, right? I mean, we talk about baseball in general, but we have a huge weekend series, four games at Yankee Stadium, Red Sox-Yankees. Right now, the Yankees sit about a game and a half up, I think, on the Red Sox in the wild card. And, I mean, if it weren't for the Seattle Mariners tanking right now, the Sox would be in rough shape because they go into the series losers of three in a row. The Yankees winners of five. Take a deep breath, John. How do we feel?
Oh, well, last week at this time, Brian, you know, every Yankee fan was doomsday Debbie, right? They were all nervous and freaking out.
I was like three games one way or the other and everything changes. And look what happens.
It doesn't hurt that you
and everyone's happy.
It doesn't hurt that you played St. Louis, right? And then, of course, you know, the Yankees just keep hitting home runs. You know, what, 19 runs in the last two games against the Rays, 14 home runs,
yeah.
And all of their runs were from home runs. So that's a little alarming because we know the Yankees obviously are the Bronx Bombers, but you need to do more than just a home run if you're going to get in the playoffs. And obviously, this four-game series against the Red Sox is huge. So I am definitely more excited about this team. A little bit nervous still about the bullpen. You know, David Bednarz has a hiccup, and then the Yankees have to go into extras, and they win it again on the back of Giancarlo Stanton coming up huge to get us there. And then, I'll say I'm still nervous because Giancarlo Stanton has to play, right? If the Yankees want to win, he has to play. And going into this series, you would expect he'd play all four games, but that's not going to happen. We know that because he can't. He just can't stay on the field. So I would expect he'll miss one of those games, maybe two, but his bat has to stay in the lineup. So I'm guessing one game. So that makes me nervous going ahead because we all know Judge is just going to stay at the DH.
Wait, okay, so that's the deal, is that you can't DH Stanton. So if he doesn't play the field, he doesn't play at all.
No, and you need that bat. You know, they got lucky that he came in as a pinch hitter and did what he did because, you know, historically he hasn't been a pinch hitter. As of late, he's been doing it more. But I think his bat is more valuable, three at-bats in the lineup as opposed to coming in late in the game and one at-bat, and you risk the defense in right field. But that's the big thing. You risk the defense in right field, right? So if you look at this matchup, you know, I would think the game that he would miss would be maybe – games two or four, the right-handed hitter, and then a night game. But you know, you got to keep him in there against Crochet, the left-handed pitcher, and that's your only lefty the Yankees are going to face in game three.
Right.
So he's going to be on the field, I would think, three out of those four games, which also means that Judge is DHing, and then that means Dominguez is an odd man out, or Rice is an odd man out, or Grisham is an odd man out, and they're not going to sit Grisham. They're just not going to. He's been playing too well.
So is Judge DHing the rest of the season for sure?
Well, you know, there's that been the big debate about, you know, Boone had said that he probably won't be throwing anytime soon in the outfield, and Judge was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, you haven't been seeing me throw. I'm going to say it right here. The Judge, you're not going to see Judge playing the outfield. And if you do, it's going to be very, very low stress games. If the Yankees are going to have any of those games, I would not risk him. I would not even think about getting him injured because he is the heart and soul of your team no matter what, right?
But it does hurt the lineup if he's not in the outfield, though.
Absolutely hurts the lineup, but I mean, one throw, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. And that one throw could mean that, oh, well, I can't hit anymore. It's just too painful. Or I'm out for 10 days again. And that 10 days is not good this time of year. So my guess is you can politic it all you want. You could say it all you want on the interwebs, but I don't think you're going to see Aaron Judge at all in the outfield. You might see him doing some throwing programs and that kind of stuff for maybe the possibility in the world in the playoffs that he might play a game here and there, but regular season, I just don't see it happening.
He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Okay, you got Giolito and Heel, game one. Bayo and Fried, game two. Crochet and Warren, game three. May and Rodon in game four. I'll just give you my quick take on the series. To me, if the Red Sox can split, that's like winning. I mean, to me, that's all that they should hope for is two games. So I think the first game, I feel like Giolito in these spots gets lit up. I just feel like the way the Yankees are hitting and the way Giolito sometimes can blow up, I don't feel too good about him. I think the matchup with Crochet is going to be fascinating because he seems really intense, and I think he's going to be fired up. And Bayo is weird. I mean, I think he's a sort of quiet gamer. So I just don't know what I'm going to get. So from my perspective, I just want the Red Sox to win two. If they can win two or four, I'd be psyched. I really would be psyched. But my expectation is it could be worse because I think the Red Sox are in a very fragile place. That game against the Orioles that they had 500 chances to win and didn't, I think was kind of demoralizing. In a season of bad losses, it was as bad as they've had. So I'm really curious to see what kind of team shows up on Thursday.
Yeah, it definitely will be interesting. You mentioned the Giolito and the Dustin May. I see that, you know, game one and game four is kind of being very significant because you got Luis Heel pitching in game one. And he's been kind of Jekyll and Hyde since he's been back. This will be his fourth start off the IL. And he's really only, I'll say only really one really quality start. And then you got Dustin May, who, like you said, Jekyll and Hyde, you never know what you're going to get with him. It is what it is. He's going up against Rodon, you know, so Rodon has been very locked in as of late. But I think, you know, the one big game that the Red Sox have obviously going for him is Garrett Crochet. I mean, he is their ace. He is intense and say what you want. He is fighting for the American League Cy Young. I mean, he does have five losses, but his ERA is at 2.4 and it probably will go down from the rest of the season a little bit. So I look at that as probably the game the Red Sox should 100% win. So as a Yankee fan, I would be happy with a 2-2, but I think the Yankees come out more 3-1 on this series. I think the crucial game in this one is game one because the Yankees are coming in hot and the Red Sox are coming in cold, and you're getting a pitcher who is overachieving for the Red Sox. Let's be honest. Lucas Giolito is pitching much better than the Red Sox expected. And Luis Heel, like I said, you don't know what you're going to get. So if the Yankees continue their ways and win this first game, I do see it being probably a 3-1 swing with the Yankees, with that game three against Crochet being the the tough one.
Yeah, and I see that as if the Sox lose 3 or 4, I can't imagine Seattle's going to stay this crappy for long. I do still think they're really good. So, I don't know if I see Kansas City or Cleveland at this point. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I feel like these are your teams. But I'd like the Red Sox to stay in the mix here. And so I think if they drop 3 or 4, I think that their wild card life is in a little bit of jeopardy. But we'll have to wait and see. I think the Red Sox aren't hot, and the Yankees have won 5 in a row. So, I mean, obviously one team's rolling, one team's not. For me,
I think – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I don't know. There's so many players. I mean, I think Bregman will show up. I think Story will show up. I think that I could say, like, you really need Jaron Duran to do something. The bottom line is the Red Sox need to hit better with runners in scoring position. And there are tons of teams that have that problem. But, you know, this week in a major league game, they had bases loaded with no outs and didn't make contact. They struck out three straight times. That's bananas. Guy wasn't, yeah. I mean, it's just, there's no excuse for it, to be honest, at this level. Not even a ground. I mean, I would have been mad about a double play, but at least put the stupid ball in play. So I think the Sox are fragile. But Duran is the guy who, could, even if he doesn't bat leadoff, which he won't, I think if he gets on base, he causes problems. And I think he's the guy to look to make a difference.
Yeah. For me, the Yankees, I have two guys that I look at, and they're both their first basemen. I look at Ben Rice and I look at Goldschmidt, because Ben Rice will probably get a lot of playing time because they're basically seeing righties in this series, and he'll probably be playing first base and maybe some catching just to spell Wells a little bit. But I look at him and Goldschmidt because Goldschmidt obviously will start against Crochet in game three, and he kills lefties, so he is going to be a huge factor in that game. So I look for those two guys need to step up big in this series for the Yankees to win. And obviously we got the main players that are keep hitting these home runs, and if they keep staying hot with the home runs, I mean, Jesus, anything's possible.
Yep. So you say I'm going split, you say Yankees take 3 or 4. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. I do have to bring up one thing before we part ways. We had an over under on the Rockies had one of the worst starts in the history of mankind. So initially you said they wouldn't win 30.
Yeah.
I thought that was too ridiculous. So we agreed on 35, and you were like, I'll take the 5. And now they're
37 and 90 right now.
Right. I mean, like, it feels like a great record. But our bet was, so I win because I had the over. We had a wager that would be a bucket of wings at Jay Timothy's here in Connecticut. Is it technically in Plainville? Like, I don't.
Yeah, it's in Plainville, Connecticut, and they're famous for their dirt wings, which is like a double fried, double dipped wing. And I mean, I'll call them world famous, right? But definitely in the United States, they are pretty much, you know, the top 10 go to in the country for wings. And side note, I played on their softball team for like 9 or 10 years, and
really?
we won a few championships in our day. So they still have a softball team in the Farmington Men's Softball League. So they still keep going, but us old dogs have aged out. But yes, our bet was 35. You took the over, I took the under. So I lose. So I guess I owe you. And I mean, Matt kind of wins in this because he just kind of floated around in this. He didn't really have much skin in the game. He's just going to eat for free, I guess, which is fine. But one side note, though, Brian, so we were all thinking that they were going to be worse than the White Sox were last year, and the White Sox won 41 games last year. So the Rockies have 35 games remaining to win 5 games to top that and not be statistically the worst team in Major League Baseball.
Do you want to double down?
No, I'm not doubling down. They're going to win, dude. They got the Clint Hurdle effect. Come on, man. It's got Clint Hurdle effect. I'm already one deep on the wings. That stuff's like $55 now.
Oh, I know. The bucket is not cheap, but the play. I mean, what's crazy is that when I was at ESPN 25 years ago, that was our go-to place on like a night to just watch a game. Like, we would go there a lot. And obviously they expanded, but the wings are great. They actually have one of my favorite breweries, Fox Farm, on tap, which you can't get that beer like anywhere in America, let alone in a bar in Connecticut. So we'll put it on the calendar. Maybe we'll let the folks over at J. Tim's know about it, and maybe they'll
get it. Maybe we can record a show there. That might be fun.
It'll be fun. So we'll maybe try to work on that. Either way, we'll be watching the games this weekend, and I'll be thinking about a date to have you take me and Matt out for wings.
Yeah, let's go Yankees, baby. This is going to be a huge series. I'm excited.
All right, you've been listening to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.